Okay, a bit of an introduction, just the practical part. We're now seminar in base. What we're going to be learning tonight is very much still a continuation and in fact, a completion of Hilchos Kriyas Shema, to where we've been discussing it until now. That's seminar in base. From Ein Gimel like half, but certainly from Ein Dalet, it's a new topic, which is a fascinating and very important topic, which is the topic of Erva, generally, with regards to Shema and Torah and learning. It's a fascinating, very, very interesting topic about Erva. Generally, goes into El Chesnius a little bit, leading into Koil Be'isha Erva, for instance, and Sa Be'isha Erva. There's a lot of very, very interesting topics. This is a couple of simonim, and then after going into Tzoya, waste, Vayomechanecha Kodosh, which is Simon Ein Vav, which is also very, very interesting and very noega. These are Hashanahs which we encounter on a day-to-day basis, all of us, and it's amazing to have an opportunity to gain clarity in all this. I'd like to just point out to some of us that from Simon Ein Gimel onwards, which is going to be, I don't exactly know, for a number of shiurim, it will be just for married men only, just for a bit of shiurim. It will just until we are past Simen Ein Dalet and Ein Hei. From Ein Vav again, it's fine. So tonight we're going to be learning Simen Ein Vav, Ein Beis, which is the continuation. Was there any ha'oris with regards to the Privy Kudat Shurim? Because there's quite a lot of important topics. We spoke about Chiyuv Noshim on Kriya Shema. We spoke about Ketanim, which is very interesting sugi as well. Rabbi said, did anybody have an answer? I think that the whole idea of children davening in Cheder, I thought was an interesting horror. We say there's a machloikas as to whether children are chayv, children who are igele. I mentioned it in the Shir, in Simen Ein, we learn the Ketanim, HaPturim, according to Rabbeinu Tam, from Sheng Shema, when they haven't reached Chinuch. And Rashi says when they have reached Chinuch, they are obligated. But it looks like if you are, it's very interesting. So
I wonder if the Chinuch in the schools is more related to Tefillah as opposed to Shema.
Could be, that's interesting. The point is just that if we assume that children are obligated in Shema, if they are, from the age of Chinuch, then really, we're not really helping them by davening in school, I'm afraid to say, because they are doing it for some parts of the year, they're doing it after the Sof Zman. And if they're doing it after the Sof Zman, then they're not probably fulfilling the mitzvah. So if they're Yale Chinuch, what are we gaining by davening in school? And I personally never heard of a chumrah, I don't know, maybe Gateshead is different, but I never heard of a chumrah to send the kids to school, and before you send them to school, you say, you know, I'll say Shema before you get to school. Never heard of such a thing. Did you have anybody hear of such a chumrah? No, hasn't been created, maybe Chumah for year 2016, maybe. I'm not sure. But it's interesting that it doesn't seem that we, not sure if according to which opinion we're catering for. Okay, I just wanted to share that. It was an open-ended question. It's interesting what you were saying, that we're not really, we're doing the chiyuv of tefillah as opposed to, yeah. Yeah, it could be. Okay, fine. Simen Ein Beis is a continuation of Simen Ein Aleph, very much the completion of that, which is regards to an Ovel and somebody who Chalila is has lost a close relative. So we very much a direct continuation of Simen Ein Aleph leading to Simen Ein Beis, which is the following: Din Noisei Hamita VaMenachmim VaMelavim. So this is the Noisei Hamita, which are the Sefer Shulchan Aruch in Sif Aleph. Noisei Hamita, the people carrying the Aroin. There's a name for them. What is the English name?
Bears.
Coffin?
Bears,
okay.
Pull bearers.
Yeah. Okay. So the Noisei Hamita, the people carrying the Aroin, Vechilu Fehem, now, well, no, it's very heavy, and they need to be changed. Occasionally, they need to have somebody else taking over. So Chilu Fehem is the people taking over. This is literally a literal quotation of a Mishnah in Brachas. Noisei Hamita Vechilu Fehem, Vechilu Chilu Fehem. So you have people exchanging the exchanges, people taking over the subs of the subs. Yeah? Chiluf Klefin. So, Bein Oysam Shem Lifnei Amita, whether it's the ones who are before the mitop in front of the oroin, bein oisam, or be it the ones shem lachare, or behind the oroin, it doesn't make a difference where they are standing. The people carrying the oroin, the nifta, it doesn't make a difference if they're standing in front or in the back, and it doesn't make a difference if they are the real ones or they are just the ones taking over because of the weight, that's the subs. It doesn't make a difference. Me'acha shelemita tzorich bahen, since they are necessary, that if not for them, the mitzvah wouldn't fly, they're needed for the carrying of the oren of the nifta, pturim, they are exempt of mitzvahs kriyas shema. They are necessary, they are needed. Veshara melavin as hameis, and the other people carrying the nifta, she'en lamita tzorich bahen, chayovim. So we are distinguishing between the ones who are really needed and the ones who are not needed. And we all know, so occasionally when there's a nifta and the oren is being carried by many, many people, sometimes there's a gewaltige schuss to carry the oren, so often they're not really needed, they're just trying to grab and trying to hold to some extent the oren. So they're not really needed. The four people are really lifting the weight and they're really carrying it. Those are needed. They are potu from kriyas shema. However, the ones who are carrying the oren just for the schuss aspect of it, and they're not literally needed for the carrying of the oren, those people actually would be chayev. They are not really needed for the oren, and therefore they're chayev in Shema. If the time comes to say Shema, they have to go off and say Shema, as opposed to the ones who are really needed. Sif Kotn Aleph, Chilufei Chilufei Hen, says the Mishneh Bura, Afo Pishay Shehus Lachroinim Likroi Boit Shenoisim Arishoinim, although really there would be an opportunity for the latter ones, likra boyt shenoisim arishonim, although the chilufeim, the exchanges, the subs, really, are taking over. So you could argue that since the subs are taking over the mitah, you could say that, well, if that's the case, then the ones who are really carrying it initially, they could maybe say in the meantime, they could say Shema. So it doesn't make a difference. If they're really necessary, the rest of the time, they're carrying the weight, they shouldn't be saying Shema. Because it's such a heavy weight, so they take it for a few meters, for a couple of minutes, and then they exchange to the other one, and they keep, so since you are maybe needed in a minute, don't even start saying Shema. You are going to be carrying the weight in a minute, don't even start saying, you're part of your exam. You are needed for the carrying of the mitzvah, don't start saying Shema. However, if you're not really needed, if you're just on the side, like, a little bit, that you should go off and say Shema. Save base. Ein moitzin es hameis, somuch lekriyas shema. That's an interesting halacha, that we don't take the mace out. We have to take into consideration zman of kriyas shema. So don't take out, if somebody is nifta and you're about to bring to burial, don't take him out somuch, just before, immediately before kriyas shema, the subzman kriyas shema. Don't, the zman of kriyas shema. Don't do that. Don't take him out unless you know for sure there's time to take him out and say Shema. If you think that it's not going to happen, then wait until people say Shema, and then after people have said Shema, then take out the mace. But don't attempt to take out the mace if you think that because of that Shema is going to be problematic. But if they have started to take out the nifta, you don't stop. Pardon? Yeah, so it's interesting that what is generally over here in England? How does it work with niftorim? Does anybody know anything about this?
I think it's in the US, they don't do it early in the morning. I don't know if it's for this reason or other reasons.
Really, they don't do it early in the morning.
They do it,
really.
I don't know what reason.
They do it late, slightly. It would be interesting to have Mr. Grossman here to hear what he's got to say about this. I'm sure he's got something to say about this. Maybe we should catch up when he comes next.
Could that be also to do with that they don't want to do Kavura for the mace before the Zaman for Tefillah, Shemon Esrei?
Say that again, please. I didn't catch it.
Could it also be that they don't want to do Kavura for the mace until the Zaman?
Meshmona Esrei. Interesting. I'm not sure about that. I'm not sure. The Halacha Lemaisa, Rav Vozin is being quoted over here on the side in the end of Hora 5. Rav Vozin is being quoted that nowadays the minhag is not to be so much makbid about that, especially with regards to the evening. because the halacha is not to be so much not to be so makbid, and people generally we're not so makbid on that. Yeah. Okay. Right, I suppose. Right. Okay, Seif Gimel and Shulchan Aruch. Ha'am ha'iskim behespet. The people who are busy doing the hespet. Bizman shameis mutal lifnehem. People who are doing the hespet. We know it's a gewaltige inyan to be maspid the nifta. It's brought down the locha as a very, very choshev azach. So the people who are doing the hespet, they are being maspid the nifta. Bizman shameis mutal lifnehem. As long as the nifta is before them, is in front of them. Nishmotim echot ve'echot. Echot, echot, v'korinu mispadlim. They can go one at a time. They can go out and say Shema. One at a time can go out and say Shema. However, eina meis mutalifnehem. If the nifta is not before them, hem korinu mispadlim v'oinen yoishev doimem. If the meis is eina meis mutalifnehem. If the meis is not before them, then they're obligated to recite Shema. Heim korinu mispanu zed Shema and they should daven. Ve'oinen yoishev doimem. The oinen is going to be standing there doing nothing. So the difference is, if the meis is before them, then they can go. They can go one at a time. They can go out and they say Shema. If the meis is not before them, then they should all recite Shema. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Tes. Going back to the earlier halacha that we mentioned in an end of Simen Ayin Aleph, that there is a concept of loik larosh, and the concept of loik means making fun, making fun of larosh, of a poor person. And this we know is referring to a nifta. Like we know similar halacha throughout the tzitzis in the Beis HaKvoros, and tzitzis in front of a nifta. We can't show off that we are able to fulfill mitzvahs whilst they never can't anymore fulfill any mitzvahs. Hayom la'asoysam v'loy mochol la'asoysam, they are unable to fulfill any mitzvahs anymore. And if we show off the mitzvahs that we can do, then it's showing off, and that's the issur of loy la'rosh. Now similarly also over here, to say Shema, as we learned earlier as well, to say Shema in front of the nifta is also a problem of loy la'rosh. The only exception was very interesting, Mr. Katanka pointed out very interestingly, what was your error again? Can you just remind us? With regards to Tehillim, very good. So that's an interesting ha'orah. The concept of saying Tehillim by in Beis HaKvoros, or even somebody who does Shmira of the Nifta, they often tend to say Tehillim. Is that right or is that wrong? Why is that no Eilei Gosh? Oh, very interesting. So the Achroinim point out, but the question is, I think it's a very interesting question, that it says that you're not meant to say Shema, because they aren't able to say Shema, and it's like Lo Eilei Gosh. How can you recite Shema in front of a nifta? Loik l'rosh, it's no different than tzitzis, no different than any other mitzvah.
Tehillim is a mitzvah.
So therefore you're saying that since it's not a mitzvah, it would be permitted.
Yeah.
You're certainly fulfilling something by saying Shema at the very. You're saying that since...
certainly not
b'dorais. Right, you're saying you're not fulfilling a mitzvah b'dorais. Right, so the mindset of the approach that Achronim say, very much in line with what you were saying, Rabbi Feingold, is that anything that is done for the schus or for the aliyah of the neshama of the nifta is no problem of loig l'rosh, which is a very interesting concept. Pardon? That's very interesting. Very interesting. Very interesting. Very interesting. I'm not sure. For the schus of the right. So definitely, I mean, I saw it brought down in the post with regards to saying Tehillim. Tehillim is something which you said specifically for the nifta, aliyah neshama of the nifta. How this works is that it has to be understood as well. How can you do a mitzvah for somebody else? It's a concept which needs to be understood. But yes, it does work. You can say Tehillim for somebody else's Aliyah Neshama. So the question that Rabbi Kagan asked, what about learning in front of? So it's interesting. I assume, what do you think?
Learning Mishnah is in the
schus
of the name.
Right. I assume that, I think that there should be no difference. And somebody who learns in the Aliyah Neshama, for the Aliyah Neshama. Right. You think that it would be wrong, you say. It would be wrong to learn. Maybe,
Well, that's good for the point of Kaddish.
Yeah. Pardon?
Well, the point of Kaddish altogether.
Well, yeah.
You can be able to say Kaddish in front of a
yeah. Because yeah, that's right. Yeah, very good. Yeah. So you're saying that no different than Kaddish, which also said for the name of the Shama of the Nifta. Very interesting. Yeah, yeah. So the mind of the Poskim Amatir. The Poskim Amatir, certainly. Right. Okay. That leads us to Sif Dalet. Kavu is Ameis. So they buried the Nifta. Okay, now the way it worked, certain times of Mishnayos was that they were covered, they buried the Nifta. And we all know at that stage where there's after Kvura, we all know that after the stage of Kvura, that's when the Aninus stops. He's not the that's where there's a transition between Aninus and Ovel. That's when he becomes an Ovel. So they buried the Nifta. V'chozva Avelim lekabel tanchumim. And at this stage, you can be menachem, one should be menachem the Avelim. That v'chozva Avelim lekabel tanchumim. The Avelim now are ready to accept tanchumim. Now v'chol ha'om ho'lichim achareim. The people go behind them. Mimokim hakever from the place, from the burial plot, from the mokim hakever, from the burial place. Lemokim to the place sh'omdim sham avelim, where the avelim stand. La'asos shura, to do the line. Well, no, the Mishnah speaks about this, to make a shura, to make a line, and the avelim go past. The way it worked there was that the avelim walk past. Yeah, the avelim walk past. And everybody says Amokim Menachem to the Avelim as they're walking past. So they are standing. So V'chol Amorich Machem Amokim Akev Amokim Shemdim Shavelim Nasa Shura. They are walk. They go. The Avelim go where the Shura is. Lekabel Tanchum, to accept the Tanchumim. Now, Im Yecholim Ha'om LeHaschel VeLigmoy. If the people can now start saying Shema VeLigmoy, complete saying Shema. Afilu Posuk Echol, even one Posuk. Koydim Shogil LeShura. Until the Avelim reach the Shura, Yaschilu, they should do so. They should say Shema. But if they won't be able to say Shema even one pasuk, they shouldn't start. If there's time after to say it. So the point is as follows: that the Avelim just the burial was just completed. Now they're going through the Shura. They want to reach the Shura and they want to kabel tanchumim. And there's people standing there literally in lines to say Amokim Menachem Eschem. Now time has come to say Shema. They have to say Shema now. Should they start saying Shema or not? So now it says the Shulchan Aruch, it depends. If they can quickly say Shema, even the first possible, until the Avelim reach the Shura, they should do so. They should say Shema. And then, but if they won't be able, if the Avelim are literally just standing in, they're just about to start, don't say Shema. Don't say Shema, yeah.
What Shema are you saying?
Well, we're talking even the first possible.
No, but I mean morning, evening.
Morning. So morning. And indeed, the Ramah says, Im Yeshus, yeah.
Didn't we just say a minute ago
that
we shouldn't do Kavur at this time anyway?
Right. So you're right. So you must be talking about they did. You're right. Good point. Yes. Very good point. Yeah. Very good point. Oh yeah. Or maybe they started prior to that. Could be as well. Very good, Rabbi King. That's right. Could be they started prior. I'm not sure. Yeah. Maybe they started early. Yeah. Could be. Yeah. Probably. Yeah.
Overnight
church as well, and then the crib go with them, and number 7 they land early in the morning, depending on which time of year it is, and you're going to have very good. Okay, so that's the halacha that with regards to the shura, and see if hey ha'omdim b'shura, the one standing by the shura. Lenachamoy to be Menachem. Now, this everything we learned until now was regards to the oven himself. I mean, this final point. But what about the people in the shura themselves? Ha'omdim b'shura. We make now the following distinction: ha'omdim b'shura, the people in the shura themselves. Lenachamoy to be Menachem. So, is the distinction now the following: ha'pnimim sheroyim pnei ha'ovel pturim. The ones in the inner row who can see the ovel pturim, they are exempt. Ve'achitzonim, the people on the outer. Outer row, she'enum roim pnei ovel, they were unlikely to see the face of the ovel, chayov nachayev. So what we are talking about is a scenario that is actually quite a lot of people here to menachem the ovel. It's quite a number of people. They actually made two rows. I don't think there's any reason why specifically one has to make two rows. I don't think. I think it is because there was just that many people that actually made two rows. One in front and one in the back. I don't think there's a halachic requirement to do so. I just think that's what happened. There was two rows. Now, the oven is walking past, and you want to say Amokim Menachem, and it's time to say Shema. So do you say Shema, or do you say Amokim Menachem? So he said, actually, there's a big distinction over here between where you are actually standing. If you're standing in the front row, and you're actually physically going to be facing the Ovel, you should say Amokim Menachem Eschem, and forget about Shema for the moment. However, if you're in the background, the truth is the Ovel won't even be seeing you. He won't even be seeing you. You're not even going to have that okay, that one-to-one with the Ovel, then you should actually leave out the Nichum Avelim for the moment, and you should say Shema. Right, this is what with regards to this halacha. Okay, so let's maybe get a little bit of a start with regards to Simon Ein Gimel. Hayoshenim Ishto Yvonov Eich Yisnaheik. Okay, so this halacha is not really yet the topic of Erva yet, but it's just leading into that. And it's a point before that, which says the following, Simon Ein Gimel. Hayoshenim Ishtoi Uvonov Eich Yisnaheik. Somebody who sleeps with his close relatives. We know in the previous generation, sometimes there was a shortage of beds, and you want to sleep either with your children, or with Ishtoi, Eich Yisnaheik. Shnayim Shoyishenim Betales Echot. So the halacha is as follows. Shnayim Shoyishenim Betales Echot. Two that were sleeping betalis echot ubsa shneim noigim beze beze, and they were touching. Lo yikro kriya shema, is not allowed to say shema in that state. Elohim kain, unless oyotalis mafsekes benem, there was a talis or any baguette mafsekes separating benem between them mimosneim velemato, all the way down. So we have our locha that
presuming that they're not wearing any clothes.
Indeed, clearly. Right. So again, shneim shoyishenim betalis echot uvosal shneim noigim bezeh bezeh, they were touching, lo yikro kriya shema, you're not allowed to recite shema, elohim kenu is a talis mafsekes benem, there was a sheet separating mimosneim velemata, from the waist down. Right. The emes is that it doesn't have to be, as the Mishnah points out, Sifkot Aleph, Noigin, Nokat Noigim, it's talking about Noigim, it's talking about touching, Mishum the Oz also Liko is Bolo Avsokas Talis. But the truth is, it doesn't necessarily need to be Noigim, and we'll be talking about in greater details. V'imem Shoich V'im Ponim La'adot, it also Liko is Bolo Avsokas Talis, even if they're facing each other, it would be also, Hafilim Eni Noigim, even if they're not touching, Kolcheh Shoich V'im Bekirov Echol Lechaveiru. So even if you're facing, it would be an issa to say Shema whilst in bed, Orum. We'll be talking about greater details tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem. Just maybe to recap what we covered tonight. We learned Simen Ein Beis, which is Din Noisei Amito V'Amanachim V'Melavim. We learned Halacha of Noisei, people who are carrying the Oroin. So we said that anybody who is really part of the essential part of carrying the mitzvah of the Oroin, whether it is the people that the main carriers or the people who are subbing them, as long as you're really carrying the weight, you're doing the main part of the job, you are potter from Shema, even whilst you're not really holding it, while you're just waiting for your turn, you are potter from Kriyas Shema. However, if you're not really carrying the weight, you're not holding the weight, you're just on the side, you're going to be chayav from Shema. We learned that you're not allowed to take out the mace somoch l'kriyas Shema if there's no time to do that, to take him out and say Shema. If, however, they started, then one shouldn't stop to say Shema. We learned that anybody who is busy doing the hesped, there's a difference as to whether if the mace is before them, then they should quickly go out and say Shema, not in front of the mace. If the mace is before them, that's if the mace is before them. If the mace is not before them, they should say Shema in front of the Oinein. Siv Dala tells us that if they come back and they come to the Shura, if there's time to say quickly the first pasuk, they should do so before the Avenim come to be menachem them. If there's no time to say the first pasuk, because I'm literally just starting to come, you should not say Shema. And Sif Hei tells us that people are standing in the Shura, there's a difference between the front and the back. If you're standing in the front and it hits the time of saying Shema, you should be menachem the Avenim and not say Shema, as opposed to if you're in the back row, then you should not be Menachem Lishet Shema instead. We then started Simen Ein Gimel, which we're going to be discussing in much greater detail in Mitzvah over the next few days. But we started Simen Ein Gimel, which tells us generally we should be aware there's a concept of Issa if there's Betalis Echad on the one cover, there's an Issa, even without Negir, to say there's an Issa of reciting Shema, and we'll be carrying on tomorrow in Mitzvah Shem.